Okay, Shaklaya. We see this passage, parsha. You know, they say Maisa is Tuesday. You know, they say Afi Alochi, you're allowed to make Havdalah at least by Tuesday. Sometimes you could still say Vartlech from last week's parsha. You know, it's a very interesting Indian, this Indian of maturity, of being big, of being bigger. You see this quite a few times in last week's parsha. You see it. Vayi bayomim hayim, vayigdal Moshe. Right? Poshut Vigdal Moshe, Vayetza Lechov, Vayar Besivloisam, Vayar Ish Mitzri Maka Ish Ivri Me'echov. So it's a very interesting pasuk here, Bechlal, like what's even going on over here? Came, that you got older, Vayetza Lechov, you went out, Vayar Besivloisam, you went to go see their pain. It could be I even mentioned this shmuz to a few chavrut over the Shabbos. I'll share it, Ibn Ezra here, which is like unbelievable. But he goes out, Vayar Besivloisam, Vayar Ish Mitzri Maka Ish Ivri Me'echov. So if you notice in the pasuk, it says two times echav. It says vayetzel echav, vayar b'sivloisa. Who is this first echav referring to, b'cha? And then the second time in the pasuk, it says me'echav as well. So again, who is that referring to? So the Rabban Ofenart says vayetzel echav. Shegod avahoyal ish. Okay, he grew up. Omar v'igda hayeled. He got older. V'hiluvet. V'tam vayetzel echav. So what is it? He goes out to his brothers. Pashas again referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, who left Dafka, knew that he was Jewish. But Ramban takes the Dabar Pasha, because why else would he know that these people are Me'echav, or these people are from his brothers? So Vayistoyis, the reason went out, Vayetel Echav, who are these brothers? Ki Yigidu L'Asher Lehu Yehudi. So the Ramban's Zohar, Bavari Nakash, which how in the world did Moshe know that he was Jewish? So Vayistoyis, the Ramban, Nemzan, that's the Dabar Pasha, the Zichar knew that he was a Jew, and that's why he went out, Vayetel Echav. So he wanted to go see what's going on with them because Dafka, he felt a kindred relationship, a sibling family relationship with them. Okay. That's Ramban al-Khir's Pashtus. You know, that's how you read the Pasuk. He went out to go see the Yar Visiv Loisa. If you take a look actually at Ibn Ezra is a wild Ibn Ezra. Vayetze Elachav, who's he referring to? Hamitzrim. It's very interesting. The Ibn Ezra learns Pshat, this is that he went out to go. Is referring to the Mitzrim. And how does he know that? Because it's never Pasha, because Moshe lived in the palace. So who else would he relate to? Who else would he connect to? Who else would he be familiarly connected with? Pashtus would be the Mitzrim. Mela Zakta Ben Ezra, V'yar B'siv Loisam, is referring, how do you understand Pasha Pshat in the Ben Ezra? That will take in a second. But V'yetz Elachav means referring to the Mitzrim, Kibar Na Melechav. V'tam Me'echav, why is it the second time it says Me'echav? Acher hizker ivrim mishpachte kama anashim achim, right? Because we see earlier on by Loit telling Yaakov the reason I'll take care of you because we're achim anashim achim, we're family, we're related, we're koivim. Rashi says over there. So it's Ibn Ezra. It's a very very mundane pasuk. How do you read pasuk pshat in the pasuk? Vayigdal Moshe vayetzel achim. Went out to his brothers the Mitzrim. Vayar b'siv leisim. He saw their pain. Vayar ish Mitzrim ake ish ivrim me'echav from his family. So it could be Pasha Pshat. I mean, just, you know, Derech Josh, but Pasha Pshat, you can say. Maybe Adoyim was a better Pshat. But it could be an Echanami, that from a familial standpoint, or from, I would say, a familiarity standpoint, Moshe felt more Shaykh to Mitzri. But once he went out, and yes, he saw them, and he went out to them, and that was the whole reason why when he went out, to be part of the people that he was growing up with. But Yar B'siv Leisim, when he saw the pain of the Eden, when he saw the pain of that the Mitzrim were causing to the Eden, at that point there was a switch. And that's the second shot, that's the second taich in the word, Me'echav, in the end of the Pasuk, which is Klor referring to Klal Yisrael. As much as Moshe identified as a Mitzri, but since he felt the internal pain, since he felt the Hiskashus, the Hiskabrus, the Yenom, and he saw, this is not normal, this is not okay, there was an internal identitarian, such as a switch in identity, of which Moshe said, I'm not a Mitzri, Ich bin Ayid. And that's Efshe Kamezog, and that's Pshat and Pasuk. But Ish Ivri Me'echav, at that point, that's Mamish Mishpacha. He said, I'm not related to these people. I can be physically located in that area. That's not who I am. This is what we call maturity. Maturity is, by definition, a person gets older and they understand who they are. They have a better understanding of what their identity is, what their purpose is, who they are. That's maturity. V'yigdal Moshe, at that very moment. The moment of seeing pain by Yenim, of being bothered by that pain, of letting it affect you, and letting it, in a sense, control his direction of who he was and what he was. And Dafka, because he looked outwards, and he looked towards someone else's pain, what the English would call empathy, and empathize with somebody else, that was a clarifying moment for him to say, this is not me, that's not who I am, I relate to these people and not to those people. So lot of mice like during, during the war. I think there's a mice with Amos Bunim, I think maybe his son, but they went to like one of the secretaries in the U.S. government under FDR. FDR didn't want to get involved in the war. He didn't want to bomb the trains. And I think they came to this particular person who I think was Jewish, although extremely secular. And they related to his essence of being a Yid, of the pain of the Yid they're going through. And at that moment, they were able to push through things that helped to save a lot of Jews. But you see the opposite. You see this lack of maturity later on in the pasuk. It's very interesting. I'm just reading the words. Vayomer, you know, he sees, I apologize, you see earlier on, it says, Vayetze Vayom Hasheni, Vihine Shna Noshim Ivan Nitzim. Right, there are two Jews that are fighting. Why are you hitting your friend? It's a very, very pasuk. Moshe says, what are you doing hitting them? What are you doing hitting each other? This is crazy. You're acting like Mishayim. Of that, they respond back, this is like such a, you know, this idea of like a slave mentality. Slave mentality is that you don't think for yourself. You offshoot and you offshore all of your feelings, all of your emotions, all of your cheshbonos, all of your values onto Yenim. And Yenim decides what you should do or not. And we all do it in some form or fashion. We all live in some way where we're not making our own personal decisions. We don't have our own values and principles. But the site of growing up and being a mature individual, of shtelling yourself avek, is having principles. And not to even say, even the idea of like come out of your mind is like, who told you, who are you to tell me what to do? That's immature thinking. A mature person says it's right or if it's wrong. And if it's right, I do it. And if it's wrong, I don't do it. But the idea that Moshe is telling me, who are you to tell me what to do? Is it wrong? Then don't do it. Who cares who's telling you? You know, that oftentimes people will machavek on muster. I mean, about that for us, we shouldn't go around giving muster. But someone who gives you muster, we so much jump to who the messenger of the muster is. That's immature thinking. The aside of being a mature individual is that you take the message, you take the var. Mi samcha roish, mi samcha leish sar v'shayfet aleinu. Because they unfortunately were stuck in this slave mindset. Abshakim Zogin, this is more my own taich. Vayomer achi noida hadavra. At that point, Moshe says, "Oy, if this is where they're holding, now I really understand it." You know, from Matisyahu actually said, I think he said once in a shmuz. I didn't hear it from directly; I heard it from the tape. But he says, what was the pshat that Moshe said, achinu nadavar? Now, and you said, Rashi says over here, now I don't understand why they're able to be b'shibud, because since they rat out on each other, since they there's no trust among each other. There's no sense of respect. There's no sense of principles here. It's just, you can chop the guy, you can hurt him, you can do this. They're lacking total sense of maturity, just to tie it into what we're saying over here. There's a lack of ability to be holding in your own principles. If people have no principles, then they're very easily controlled by other people as well. A person who's strong within themselves is not shayach to shibud. A person can never be controlled by anybody else. By definition, you're a vegeshtelt. You don't get moved. So someone who's able to reach this level of vayigdal Moshe, who's looking at Yenim, who can appreciate Yenim, who can see other people's pain, who has a sense of clarity of definition of who they are and what they are, they're not moved by anything. They don't have this attitude of this of who are you to tell me what to do? Who are you to say what to do? Who put you as an authority? As if you need someone who's of authority position to tell you to do something right or wrong. That's very childish. It's a very childish perspective. And again, just understand the depth of Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka. He said, "Vayifin koy v'choy." Earlier on, he says, "Ish mitzvi makay ish iv me'echav." He says, "Vayifin koy v'choy." He looked, and Rashi says, "Shaloyka pshuta." He says he looked mamish into his yichus to see if a Jew's going to come out. So it's very interesting. You know, Yaakov actually says a very beautiful Peshav Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's in two places. I saw once in the Stone Chumash many years ago. I looked inside MC Yaakov. I never saw it. But it's quoted by Shem Yaakov Kamenetsky, but Stone Chumash. You know, Mishpasha. He can't ding. Right? It's a lot of ways it's very connected to our land. Anyway, but Yaakov says, from what I heard by Shem Yaakov, or saw by Shem Yaakov, is that V'yifin Koy V'choy, he was somebody who looked at everything in a very deep way. He didn't look at things in a shitchistic way. If he's going to do something, he's going to do it. In Gansu, he's going to look into it in a deep way. He didn't just stop and say, oh, this is okay, that's mutter. I'm just going to go ahead and go do it. A person who is a mature individual looks at things on a very deep level and doesn't just knee-jerk reaction respond. He thinks, what will be the reaction of what I do? It will be positive or negative. Someone who thinks already miroish, what am I going to do? That's a vegeshtel person. But I want to end off with this last point over here. So this is beautiful, but Rav Yaakov does say something very, very, very gishmak. He says, that why is it that Rashi learns shalei kipshuta every year? He just say, pasha, he looked around. It's a very posh pshat. He looked around, not that he looked the duris, whether or not the person is going to come. So he says like pshat like this. You have to say pshat like this. Sarach lemer, the kevin shu hargash al yedei Hashem. Since he was going to use the Shem HaMefarish to kill the Mitzri. It's a very, very interesting word that Yaakov is saying over here. He's saying that because Dafke, he was using the koyach of Hashem, he's using the means and the machinations of Min HaShemayim, it had to be done the Hoybedik. It had to be Mamish Min HaShemayim Dik also. He had to look at it at a deep level, but it's very, very interesting story. When a person understands the depth of the responsibility they've taken upon themselves, you're going to use the means and you're going to take on responsibility that's going to have a hishtaychis to something much higher than yourself, it requires, by definition, it fathers that you treat it in a respectful manner as well. If you're going to be involved in something big, you need to be big. Not pshat ve'etzim, you're big. But if the means are causing you to do things that are big, then it requires the thing to be done big. It's a very big yisoy to say. You have to think about it at a very, very deep level. It's very similar to what I was going before, but it's a very, very different gang. When you're doing something big, it requires to be big. You don't have to be big, but if you're doing something big, and sometimes life will push you into positions of doing big things. Baruch Hashem, it's very, very negayah to people who Mamash B'nai Torah, who came out, who left everything that could have been comfortable, could have easily been in among the one of a thousand, but to go out and to be part of Harbatzat Torah, to be part of Shtelling Avek Torah, to be part of Limudat Torah on the highest level, it builds you. It builds you. It's not shaykh, you can't be big because you're doing big things. And Mamela, because you're doing big things, it's a cyclical reaction of that. I'm doing big things, Mamela, I'm big, but Mamela, I'm not so big, but I'm doing big things, Mamela, I'm big again. It's a very chashuv hazach. Anyway, shakayach, tisklamitzes, have a wonderful evening. Gold is shakayach.